2015, Wednesday, June 24th, 9:21 a.m. So last night I'm thinking that I made a pretty significant development. I mean, development of this notion of ergium. That's what I'm going to call it. This substance that one is committed to, that one makes commitments to delivering. So, I mean, let's say that I invest 8 hours into some project. I invest this amount. It's supposed to be delivered by this time. I want the effect that I got before when I said, all right, version one goes out on this date. And this is what I'm looking to have delivered, approximately, say, 20 commands worth. Details are left out. It's going to be as good or as bad as what is delivered, but definitely committed to at least doing that much. Or it's kind of like in school. It's like you have this paper, it's due on this date. It's supposed to be so many words long or so many pages long. You put it in, who knows what grade you get, but it's like you have... It's not really a commitment that you make, but it's something like it. It's roughly equivalent to it. So I'd say that the ability to do that, to have a commitment, is really important, especially for being able to make efforts. It's like when you make an effort, there is this narrowing of focus in order to be able to push forward with it. If you have it such that you end up taking these detours and then you can't deliver on the thing that you're making out to be so important, that you're supposed to care so much about, then it makes it out like it's a disappointment, or it's like you can't really get yourself to care about it. It's like, alright, we're gonna make this big push, it's really important we get this done. Oh, we didn't get it done. It's like it doesn't really work. Then if you go on the other side and you say, well, It's all fine, just kind of do your work for the amount of time, things will come up, but you just kind of diligently work through it. In that case, you can do the work. It's like you can kind of just continue along. You won't be all that performant. And yet, want to get performance and possibly need it. So, it's like, it kind of works, but it kind of does not work. Kind of does not work because you don't have concrete in terms of goals. It's like the difference between saying, all right, I read through this thing, I kind of get this stuff in the abstract, I can see how all the terms relate to each other, and yet it doesn't translate without specific examples, without concrete, without practice. Same type of thing here. I can say, like, in the abstract, going to push towards this thing, there'll be resistance, problems will come up, we'll have to take detours and keep going through it in the abstract. That's fine, but things don't work. It's like saying, alright, I should understand this rationally speaking, and rhetoric should have no effect. It's like, it doesn't work that way. It works this other way. So gear things around the way it works so that it can work good. Alright, but still, there's no guarantee as to anything can be produced in any given amount of time. I could say I could allocate 8 hours for this. Theoretically, I could deliver this thing with this much work by this date. In practice, there's a very good chance that it's not going to happen. So how do you both have concretes and not have concretes? Well, first thing you do is you say that you can, you assume that you can, and then you figure out what it means. So what does it mean to have something and not have it? Well, there you're going to have to take a look at senses, and you're going to have to take a look at differentiation. So, for example, what does it mean to be wealthy? And say you open up your wallet and it's empty. It's like, how does that make sense? So it's like you make these associations, and it's kind of like you don't really differentiate. You keep thinking, all right, wealthy, your wallet's full of cash. Wealthy, your wallet's full of cash. So it's as if like the two things have to go together. And it's like, okay, how do you make it be such that is so and it's not so? You start to make the distinction. It's like, all right, he's wealthy, he's got a lot of money in stocks, he doesn't carry around cash on him, he's got credit cards, etc. All right, so here, what is the equivalent to the cash? Equivalent would be like, all right, you work this many hours, you get payout of this much money. All right, instead of the cash, or instead of, say, delivering some number of lines of code, it's like, all right, you didn't get the lines of code, but you get some amount of minutes worth of screencasting that relates to the thing that you studied. Because something came up and you had to do studying and you didn't find materials out there. So you had to work it out for yourself. You worked it out for yourself. You made a screencast such that if you were to have watched the screencast at that point and you needed the information, you would have got it much, much quickly. It turns out that the documentation looks complicated and takes some time to work out, but the thing itself is not that bad. And so you do the screencast, you explain it, and it's like someone can watch it and they're like, oh, it's this isn't that bad. Now I get it. You put that out there, and then other people get the benefit of it. So it's like it's you didn't get the lines of code, and yet it's like it's a what you got is the equivalent of wealth. It's like not specifically the cash, not specifically credit cards, not specifically stocks or anything like that. It's this thing that's like abstract, but only a bit abstract. It's not totally abstract. It's not like anything and everything is wealth. I mean, if you can, it's not that great of an example in that you can keep philosophizing about it and you can be like, well, you have wisdom, etc. It's not really what I mean. It really what I'm more trying to get at is the fact that you can convert from cash into buying stocks or credit cards into buying stuff, etc., etc. So it's like there is this conversion back and forth between the things. The things are not exactly the same, and yet they're comparable, and in some sense, they are equivalent. Well, like with that, the say lines of code and screencast minutes or words written, they're not the same thing. They're really pretty different, and yet they're still comparable, and they still have some equivalency between them. So we invent something. We invent a substance. I'm gonna call it ergium. Pretty simple term. You know how good it is. Not even exactly sure how well the term substance fits. I'd like to review my notes on it because I had done some working out of what I thought substance was. At some point, it differed from, I think, normal opinions on it. Roughly speaking, I think it was around being qua. So if Aristotle talks about, say, quote unquote, man with the capital M, and the individual man, Socrates, and the quote unquote, substance man, it's like the individual has being qua the substance man. He this guy exists as a man. So equivalent to that would be something like, all right, I put out a screencast, this thing is of the substance ergium. Let's say it exists qua ergium, qua, roughly speaking, I want to say something like product of work which has value. We can even suggest something like, imagine that all this erguium, all this work has to be done, all this distance has to be traversed in order to get into the future. Imagine that something that is of the substance erguium somehow advances things some distance, which differentiates it from other things not of the substance, and that they don't advance things. And so what we want to say here, the point here is that go to work on something, hit a detour, and yet produce something, and it's still of the same substance because it still is advancing things. So then, okay, so then what do we do for commitments? I put in, say, 8 hours into this thing. It's proposed that this thing would be delivered that roughly corresponds to 8 hours worth of work. It doesn't turn out. It's not that it doesn't turn out. I do not get delivered that exact same thing. How do I know what to deliver then? For that, I've kind of sketched out this conversion chart that says like this. It says, for instance, it says 5,200 words written. That's about 2 hours. That's also equivalent to about 3 to 6 minutes worth of screencasting, 50 to 200 lines of code. The exact numbers are not that important. What's more important is that some guess is made, and then I can fix the numbers over time. And again, it's better to be really conservative on it so that you get initial success going, and then say, all right, I can do better than that, and then raise it up. So yeah, so the thing is, like, imagine that it's like, okay, I'm gonna work on writing this little chunk of code right here, run into some problem, I don't have that much code to deliver for the 2 hours, and yet I delivered, say, a 5 minute screencast that shows how to resolve this issue. Right, I met the commitment. The proposal was for that thing. The commitment was for 2 man hours of Ergium, let's say. And specifically, that was 5 minutes worth of screencasting. So hopefully the way it would work out would be, if I'm geared towards delivering on the commitment, then I'll hit something, hit some sort of problem, and it won't be like going to this mode where I deal with the thing really inefficiently. It's like, take a look at the documentation, try and like scan through it real quick, try and find the quick magic incantation that gets me around the problem, try it, kind of work, doesn't work, keep trying to like tweak it without really having a very good appreciation, burn off a bunch of time. It's like, that's all because I'm trying to like get around this thing and actually hit the goal. Because the goal is not to study that stuff, understand it. So that's why that happens. All right, now imagine that it's like, all right, this is what I'm aiming for, but any opportunity that I have that comes up where there's some easier way to make the goal, then I take that. So it's like I'm going along, I study. This thing comes up. It's like, okay, now because I have this in mind as the goal, I can switch into to making the screencast, put that out. I've made my commitment. So which means I should be able to have this strong effort. Should be able to make this strong effort, have it be less about just kind of like, all right, I just kind of log the time. Not really pulling out anything. It doesn't really matter that much what I do, so long as I'm kind of like there for the amount of time. So I'm going through and I'm saying this, and it feels like it's going to be difficult to understand how important it is. It's like, imagine if there was no such thing as money. You had to barter everything. It's like, oh, that would be terrible. It'd be terrible to have to do that. So much easier with money. You can convert things between things. Or it's like, imagine you work a job and it's like they don't pay you in money. They just like give you They give you some stuff and then you gotta go find people to trade it with. It's like, oh, that's such a pain. So here it's kind of like, it's like as if you're being given money. And you're supposed to get me the value for the money that I'm giving you. It's like your job is to take this money that I'm giving you and figure out how to spend it. And here's like this chart, figure out how to spend it in order to get me the things that I need. But the thing is, I don't know exactly what I need. I don't know exactly what I need, so that's your job to work that out. And as you go and pursue it, you're gonna figure it out. Things are gonna come up. You'll have the ability to figure it out and deliver something and be able to say, hey, you gave me this money to spend. This is how I spent it, and this is how it's worth it. And it's like, okay, that's good. That's what I was looking for. That as opposed to, I'm telling you that I need this thing, and it's like, I actually don't know what I need. But I'm telling you, I need it. You have to deliver it. And yet it's like, it's impossible. You can't deliver it. And then you have to come back and you have to make these excuses. And so it's like, you feel like, look, I worked diligently on this. It was impossible. And yet somehow I feel like I'm making excuses and I failed when I did not. It feels like, it's like, how am I supposed to succeed here? I'll have to work on this over time. It is fundamental. Another thing I wanted to note about it was the fact that there's a difference between like the thing that you deliver, the material that you deliver in the quantity that you deliver versus the quality of it and the rating of it. It's like that's separate, just like was committed to doing say approximately say 20 commands within this time frame. It's like, all right, this date comes around, it's gotta be done. I don't really care what 20 commands it is. First thing is to make sure you have that. I don't care how many, it's like I don't care what your words are in this paper, it's gotta be this many words. It's like, all right, it is. All right, so now let's take a look at how good it is. And it's like that's the second thing. So that I'm gonna have to figure out later, but I should be able to work out something with ratings to say, again, conversions between things. How well do I value, say, 5 minutes worth, where it's just like a rough draft, versus 5 minutes, and it's like super high quality, final draft, versus say, 15 minutes, rough draft. Like, what difference does it make? Should it be that I just do all rough drafts to start out with, 'cause that's everything's equivalent. I'd say yeah to start out with. I probably should just to get the thing, to get things going, make it easy, and then start raising up standards. Then to wrap up, question would be, all right, how did I think of this? And why did it take so long? Why didn't I think of it before? Could say one of the main things for was this feeling like I didn't like how it was going, with it just being like, well, details, this stuff just comes up. You just kind of gotta like, that's just how it goes. It's like, doesn't feel right. And then so it's like that starts to make a requirement that, or demand that there will be something that. To where it's both taking into account that it's like, yeah, you're gonna have to deal with like these detours and stuff, and also this demand will be fulfilled. So from there you posit the existence of something that does both. Then from there I remember thinking over what I'd done in the past and worked. It worked. It's like, what is the essence of this? It's like the essence of it is that, again, you have something specific and yet you don't say all the details. It's like you have something basic, certain time frame, a certain amount of time, but you're not saying this is how good it's going to be. That, and then thinking about, I had already done the work on the concrete goal, so there was that relationship there. And I think I'd actually already said that, talking about, yeah, so I had already also talked about double counting. The double counting there was more, that wasn't directly it, because that was more as this kind of side effect. Where it was like, okay, now I'm taking this detour, but it's okay in that it's counting towards the goals for this program. Not so much for counting against this commitment. I think I can also add to that stuff I've not gone over yet. We're thinking more about the report and the relationship of the report to the proposal, where it's like you want to talk about, so it's like you have the proposal, you're saying if I get this funding, I should be able to deliver this, work diligently, work well, do not have that to deliver, and yet you start from the point of view with the report that, again, like the proposal, it's going to be something positive. And so you start to go through and say, alright, this is what we ended up with. So there's this notion, not just, it's like the report is not just about saying, this is like a status update, or this is what happened. It's more about conveying a sense of value. And so from there, from that, I have to then take the report and then assess the value, just like you're trying to assess it with the proposal. So there, it's like, if that's going to work, then you have to have some sense that the thing that you did instead has value. And so it's like you put it in towards this, you didn't get what you wanted, but you're supposed to be happy with what you got, because it was going to come up anyways. It came up, did well with it, and gave you something of value. So already there, it's kind of like you can start to see that it ought to be the case that should be able to substitute something in. Then from there, it's like, okay, so it doesn't really matter, I can do anything. It's like, that's not really going to work for commitment. It's like, no, cannot do anything, but it should be, there should be something. It's like, okay, what is it? It's like, I don't have to know what it is, but I can know that there is a range. So I said something like, is it the case that, you know, say I don't deliver on this project, do I need to deliver to you instead 5,000 hours worth of screencasting in order for it to be equivalent? It's like, no, 5,000 is obviously too much. It's like, okay, how about like an hour or like a couple minutes? It's like, no, maybe that's too little. It's like, okay, so we have a range here. By that point, I was already thinking about why it makes a difference being able to make a commitment, being able to make a commitment to something concrete, the ability to min-max, etc. Add that in with the ranges of conversion. I can't say exactly how it came about, but from there's enough associativity to get to where I thought of there being some kind of substance, and what you're committing to is not this or that thing exactly, but some quantity of substance, which could be some combination of these things. And I'm pretty much out of time, so that's going to be it.